Last time we started discussing the details of the Braisa on Daf Beis that talks about the building of a wall to prevent the Isra of Kelayim. This is the source that the Gemara gives, that Mechitza is a Guda. You know, the Lishna Kam in the Gemara is saying that when the Mishnah says, Hashud Meshrotz Lassas Mechitza B'chatzer, that's not talking about a Chalukah, a separation, but rather it's talking about a Guda, a Mechitza. So if they wanted to make a Mechitza, then they're bonus a Kosel B'emtza. And the Gemara says that the Rotsu, it's only if Rotsu Lassas Mechitza, because this Lashon holds that Hezekri is Lav Shmei Hezek, so without them wanting to build a Mechitza, there really is no Chiyuv to do so. How do you know that a mechitza is a guda? So the Gemara says, mechitza sakerem shenifritza, omol ogedor, etc. That if the mechitza sakerem falls down, you know that there's an isra of kilei akerem, you're not allowed to join, you're not allowed to merge, have a tarovis between the kerem and the zroim. So if the wall falls down, omol ogedor, we tell him, or he tells him, as we talked about, he tells him, one chabad tells the other gedor, that you should make the fence. And the Braisa says, if he doesn't make the fence, so then he's chayav v'achrayis, he's chayav to pay for the hezek, if Kilayim actually was created, if it was host of Masayim, as we pointed out, this is Zeroba, it's not Zareya Meikara, it's not an initial planting, but rather it's just being Mekayim Kilayim Bekerim, so the rule is Midirabanan, if it's most of the Masayim, then it's going to be Aser Bahana, Kilei Akerim is Aser Bahana. It's not Hosef Masam, then it's not going to be awesome. But the impression you get from this Braisa is that the person who has to be Goder is the Baal HaKerem. Baal HaKerem, it's Mechitza Sakerem. The Mechitza is defined as a Mechitza of the Kerem. So the person who has to be Goder is the Baal HaKerem. The question is why? Why should he be the one responsible? After all, since it takes two to make Kilei HaKerem, it takes two to tango, right? You need both the Zroim and the Kerem. And the vines and the gefanim, so it should be a responsibility on both. And why is the responsibility dafka on the Baal HaKerem? So we mentioned that the Me'iri as the Yesh Mefarshim attack, it's a responsibility for both. That really it's Bezdin that's talking to each individual. Rabbeinu Gershom on the side of the Gemara actually says, Mechitzas HaKerem Shenivritza Lazeh, etc. Achshav Nifritza Mechitzas Karmo Diyeshlochish Lo Yisarvo Hazra Mekerem. Omrim lo bezdin le Baal HaKerem gedor. Bezdin says to the Baal HaKerem to be goder. So he happens to be learning that bezdin is talking to the Baal HaKerem, but one could say that omrim lo gedor means that bezdin says to both of them. And that's what the Meiri quotes. He quotes the Meyesh HaFarsh, and that takets a chiyuv on both, and it's not just on one. It's not mashma that way, because the Lashon of the Gemara, even if you interpret omr as omrim, but it's omrim lo, it doesn't say omrim lohem. So omrim lo sounds like we're talking to one individual. So the Meiri adds that maybe we're talking about a situation in Ukimta where there aren't any Anovim in the Kerem. Maybe the only thing that becomes Aser in the Kerem is the Anovim. So the Baal HaTfuah is not really responsible because he's not doing anything wrong. He's not causing any hezek to the Baal HaKerem, but the Baal HaKerem is causing a hezek to the Baal HaTfuah. So that's why the responsibility falls on the Baal HaKerem. These are different possibilities that either it's really not the Mashmo, it's not the Pashup Shad in the Braisa that you think, that it's the responsibility of the Baal HaKerem, maybe it's a responsibility of both, or that there's an ukimta, that there are no anovim in the Kerem. Obviously, these answers are difficult. The Pashup Pshat in the Braisa is that the Baal HaKerem is the one responsible. So comes the Meiri, and he suggests his own Pshat, that maybe Taka, the Baal HaKerem, is the one who's responsible, because the Gefanim are Mishtaresh more than the Tvor. The Gefanim, the vines, are gonna travel. They're going to travel, and they're going to go to the Stei Lover, they're going to go to the field, and they're going to create the Kilayim that we're so worried about. So it's the responsibility of the Baal HaKerem, because it's his growth, it's his plant that's going to create the problem over here. And that's what the Tosus Rig quotes from the Ri as well. Mishum deha iser ba machmas gefanim v'lo machmas zroim, shagefanim yomkim l'meirochel gyoser min azroim. The reality is there's more yunika. He doesn't talk about that the gefanim are going to move, but rather that there is a yunika, there's an absorption of the nutrients from the gefanim. So it's the Gefanim that are creating the problem over here. So the clear impression that you get from this group of Rishonim is that we're concerned, right? We're concerned that the Baal HaKerem, that the Gefanim of the Baal HaKerem are going to create some kind of an Issa. Some kind of an Issa. Since the Issa comes from the Baal HaKerem, so therefore we're going to require him to make the Mechitza. It seems like the issue is the Issa of Kilayim. Right, according to this approach, the Tosus Rid, the Ri and the Tosus Rid, and the Eri, it seems like the problem is one of an Issa Kilayim. Tosfos learns differently. Tosfos on our daf, Tosfos says, Omer lo gedor perish lo bala kerem, v'hu amazik da arba abba sham lo hachik v'hu bishvil avodas hakerem. Tosfos says that the problem is avodas hakerem. The problem is not the issa kilayim, the problem is that we're afraid that the bala kerem is going to be mazik, the tvua, through his avodas hakerem. And this is actually echoed by Tosfos in Bava Kamma. Not sure if on Thursday you got to Tosfos in Bava Kamma. Maybe now some of you have seen it. It's in the second section of the Marmakomas. I hope you got the email or the WhatsApp flipping some of the Marmakomas. I thought it might be better to do it in the opposite order that I originally put it in. And Tosfos says, Afilu Rabbi Yossi da Omer Hasam al Anizik Laracha Gesatzmo Ha Omer Rav Ashi Hasam Moder. Rabbi Yossi b'giri dilei v'hocha giri de bala kerem. We'll get to the details of giri dilei. What does that mean? We'll see that. But v'hocha giri de bala kerem heim dechashtin alei shleyoviv machrei shoso b'stei chareo. What's the concern over here that the bala kerem is going to bring machrei shoso, is going to bring his plowshare into rishos chareo, into the bala tvua, into the stei lova? So the concern here is not the issa kelayim, it would seem. The reason why the bala kerem is responsible to repair the wall is because he's viewed as a mazik. There's like a giri delay. We'll see what the word giri delay means. His arrows, the effect of his action is going to be felt in the sada, because he's going to bring his machresha, his plowshare, into the sada. He needs dalet amas for the avodas hakerem. So there's a concern that he's going to damage the stelova. No mention of kilayim. I mean, obviously we are concerned about kilayim over here, but that's not the issue. The reason why the responsibility to rebuild the wall falls on the bala kerem and not the bala tvua is because he's the mazik. He has the potential for mazik. He's not being mazik now, but if he doesn't build the wall and he takes care of his kerem properly, and we expect he's going to do that, then he'll be mazik as they love him with the machresha. Okay, so that's the concern. According to Tosfos, both in Bava Kamma and here in Bava Basra, the issue is not an Isser Kelayim. The issue is a Din Mazik. But let's go deeper. Many of the Rishonim ask, even if we say that the Bala Kerem is the Mazik and not the Bala Tvua, but why should the Bala Kerem have to be Marchik? After all, Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim have a machlokas whether ala Mazik lahachik etzatzmo, ala Nizik lahachik etzatzmo. When we pass him like Rabbi Yossi Shita, that ala Nizik lahachik etzatzmo. But the Nizik has to be Marchik himself. The Nizik has to be careful to make sure that he's not damaged. It's not the responsibility of the Mazik. What's the context of the Machlokas Rabbi Yossi and HaChachamim? So that's a Mishnah later on in Bava Basra and Al-Kofei. Very, very important Mishnah. Let's look at this Mishnah together, and then we'll see how it applies to our sugi. You saw in the Rishonim multiple times, they're constantly referring to Rabbi Yossi Shita, and he's Machmer Bagiri Delay. What's the whole thing? What's Rabbi Yossi Shita and what's Giri Delay? What's it going? So the Mishnah of Chafei Amidbei is here in Bava Basra says, Machikir Asa'ilam in Abar Esim V'chamesh Amma, that there's a responsibility, there's a chiyuv on the Baal Ha'ilan, on someone who has a tree, to be marchik the tree from the boar of his friend. Because somehow, if the tree is within 25 amas, it's going to be mazik the boar. Says the Mishnah, it's all a function of what came first. In Ilan Kodam Lo Yokuts. If the Ilan came first, then there's no responsibility to chop it down, because the Balabar should have known that the Ilan is there. There's no problem. Sofik Zekodam, Sofik Zekodam Lo Yokuts. So in a Sofik also not. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ava Bishabor Kodemes Le Ilan Lo Yokuts. Shezech Over Besoshalov, Zerotir Besoshalov. Rabbi Yossi says that even if the boar came first, that we thought, Tanakama says that the boar comes first, then the Elon, the person who wants to plant the Elon, has to be marchik 25 amas, and if he's not marchik, let's say he plants it within 15 amas of the boar, then he has to be kotzitz, he has to cut down the tree. Zokter Biosi, no, even if the boar came first, the Bala Elon can plant his Elon wherever he wants. He doesn't have to be marchik the 25 amas. But he's going to cause a hezek. If it's within 25 amas, he's going to cause a hezek. Zokter Biosi, shezech chofer beso shalom, vezenotir beso shalom. This one's plowing, he's digging in his own property, making a boar, and the other one is planting an ilan. He's in his own property. Rabbi Yossi holds that if he's planting the tree in his own property, he doesn't have to be marked. Rabbi Yossi learns that al hanizik laharcha gesatzmo. The boar is being nizik, so that's your responsibility. I have a property, I'm allowed to plant the tree wherever I want to plant the tree. I have to be marchik even more in my property? If you put your bor, you put a bor, let's say five amos away from the edge of your property. So now I have to be marked 20 amos away from that, because if not, my tree is going to damage you. I'm planting in my property. What's its? Why is it my fault? Rabbi Yossi says, "Ala nizik laharchik es atzmo," and the Tanakhama says, "No, ala mazik laharchik es atzmo," that the mazik has to be marked. Who do we paskin like? Rabbi Yossi. So if we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, that ala nizik laharchik es atzmo, so then, what's the issue over here? The Rishonim are addressing why is the Baal HaKerem responsible to build the mechitza? So some suggest that, well, he's the mazik. He's the ikar mazik. How's he the ikar? He's causing the trouble. He's causing the problem. Because his gefanim are moving, or his machresha is going to go into the other property. It's his fault. But I don't understand. If he paskin al hen nizik l'achak es atzmo, so why is the Baal HaKerem responsible anyway? So what that he's the mazik? But I thought we paskin that the nizik is responsible to protect himself. The mazik is not responsible to be marchik. So what's going on over here? What's going on? We discussed at great length, why is the Baal HaKerem responsible to be marchik? But the question behooves itself, right? If the reason why he has to be marchik is because he's the mazik, but I thought we paskin that the nizik l'harchik es atzmo, that the nizik, it's his problem, so he has to be marchik himself. The mazik doesn't have to be marchik, so why should the Baal HaKerem be responsible to fix up the war? So the Ramban suggests, he quotes the Nachayim, they want to suggest that maybe this Bryce is taka going Aliba the Rabbanim. That's what the Ramban wants to suggest. Not the Ramban himself, he quotes the Nachayim, he quotes Ashita like that. Interesting, right? Nukimta. You know, that's the classical derech that the Rishonah, when you have a bomba kasha, as they say, right? When you have a big kasha, so the simple answer is to say there's some kind of ukimta to explain it away. Maybe it's going like a different shita. These aren't fundamental answers. There's just, you know, an answer that could get out of the problem. Sometimes you get an answer that's really fundamental, that you're showing that there's a distinction between this case and a different case. So those are more fundamental answers. Obviously, those answers are much more appealing because it's not just, you know, pushing away the kasha, but really confronting the kasha and finding a teretz to the kasha. But the Rishonim give both types. So the Ramban and Dibur Aschel Nifritz are quotes in the Achaim. This is the second part of the Ramban. We'll get back to what the Ramban himself says. Achaim amud lo asya kirbiosi ela kirabonim da amri ala mazik l'achak es atzmo. Says the Braisa is going aliba dirabonim. The Rabbanim hold ala mazik l'achak es atzmo. That's why the Baal HaKerem is responsible, because he's the mazik. Atkan. Simple answer. It would seem. Tuvi.
Right, in the case of Tosfos explains with Avodas HaKerem,
yes,
is the plow going into the other guy's field?
The plow will go into the other guy's field. The concern is that it will go in because we're assuming that the Baal HaKerem is gonna work his Kerem the way he normally does, and if Avodas HaKerem requires Dalet Amos and he's not Dalet Amos away from the edge, so then his plowshare is gonna go into the stale oven. That's the assumption, right?
How is he plowing his, dealing with his Kerem before when he had the wall up? If the Kerem was all the way up against the wall. So I guess the answer is that if his Kerem is up against the wall,
then he's not plowing into the stale oven. He's doing the best he can. But the problem is, since it's normal to plow Dalet Amos, if we let the wall stay down, so then he's going to... Apparently, he wasn't plowing around that side of the Kerem because he needs the four amos. So he was only plowing on the side of the Kerem where he did have the distance. But if we allow the machitza to stay down, then it's normal for him to take the machresha, and it's a lot easier than to have to back up and to, you know... So he's just going to go around. That's the concern, that it's going to lead to hazard. You know, what Tuvia is pointing out is that, according to Tosis in Bava Kama, it's not that the Baal HaKerem is being mazik right now. You know, if we're talking about a Kelayim issue, so to some extent the Hezek is really starting now, because there's going to be a Tarovis created. Tosis in Bava Kama is saying that the concern is that in the future he'll be Mazik B'Yadayim. And that also is a reason to require the Baal HaKerem to fix up the wall. Dr. Ramban, maybe the Bryce is going Aliba D'Rabbanan. It's assuming like a Chum who hold Ala Mazik L'Achak Es Atzmo, and that's why the Baal HaKerem, who's the Mazik, he's the one who has to be Mach. But the Ramban says it's like a little difficult. Why? Because we happen to paskin like this, Braisa. We paskin like this, Braisa. Paskin like this, Braisa? I thought we paskin ala nizik lachakas atzma. No, we paskin like this, Braisa, regarding something else. Regarding what do we paskin like this, Braisa? Two words. Two words. Regarding which halacha? Efraim. Dina de Gami, exactly. We mentioned way back, a week and a half ago, seems like a month ago, right? So much going on, Baruch Hashem. We mentioned that there's a concept called Dina de Gami. The Grama ben Izakin is Potter of a Lasser, indirect, causative hezek. It's also to do, you're not allowed to cause any hezek to someone else. Yechayev bedine shamayim, but you're not chayev bedine other. Bezin is not gonna force you to pay. It's also to do, but you're Potter. Hezek be a dayim, avad is also to do. But Bezin is even gonna require you to pay up. Then there's the middle ground. There's Dina de Garmi. Garmi is also a causative hezek. That's why we use a lashon of gram. But it's not gram, right? It's direct causative hezek. That you're doing something that's going to cause a hezek more directly. So that's a machlokas Rabbi Meir and the Chacham. Rabbi Meir holds that Dina de Garmi is chayev. The lashon of the Gemara in Bava Kama is Rabbi Meir is do'in Dina de Garmi. Not Rabbi Meir holds de'ein Dina de Garmi. No, do'in. He judges Dina de Gami. He holds that you're chayiv for Dina de Gami. And the Chacham say you're potter. Gram is Grama. Gram ben Azakin is potter. I said, Garmi is potter. I said, I mean, you want to give it a different word? Call it Elmer. I mean, it doesn't matter what it's called. If it's Gram Hezek, it's going to be potter. I said, the Chacham. Rabbi Meir says, no, I call it Garmi because there's a difference between indirect causative Hezek and direct causative Hezek. That's exactly the point. That's the Gemara Bava Kama. So how do we paskin? What does the Gemara Bava Kama even say? Gemara Bava Kama and Daf Kuf Amud Aleph talks about a case of Dina de Gami. The Gemara says Reish Lakish Achvi Le Dinra Le Rabbi Elazar. Reish Lakish showed Rabbi Elazar a dinner. What does that mean? Sorry. Thank you. Reish Lakish showed Rabbi Elazar a dinner. That means Rabbi Elazar was a bucky in coins, right? And he could tell him whether this was a counterfeit coin or not a counterfeit coin. It's a case that the Gemara talks about, that you show a matbeah to the shulchani, to the money changer. The money changers were bikiyim in the coins. So if he gives you the wrong advice, if he tells you that the coin is good, it turns out it's counterfeit, so he caused you a hezek. So Amalei, he said to him, Reish Lakish said, Chazi de Allah kosamechna. You should know that I'm relying on you. Amalei, so he responded, Kisamkas alai my lemer. What are you trying to tell me? The mishtakach bisha be'ina le'echluf elach. Are you trying to say that if you find that it's bad, it's a bad coin, I have to exchange it for you? Duha'atu de amrit Rabbi Meir hu de do in dina de gami. But don't you say that marit dinner ra'la shulchani. Let's say you show a dinner to a shulchani and he says it's good. So that's dependent on Dina de Gami. The Gemara says Rabbi Meir would say that the Shulchani is Chayev because it's his responsibility to know the different coins. And this is direct causative Hezek. Again, it's not a Hezek. He's not destroying the coin, but he's giving him bad advice. And as a result of that, the person's going to accept the coin from the one who wants to give him the coin. Rabbi Meir says it'll be Chayev for them. So, what are you telling me? But that's Rabbi Meir, my love, Rabbi Meir, v'lo svir lan kavasei. You said Rabbi Meir, he did doin dina de gami. That's that shita is Rabbi Meir. Shita. It sounds like it's Rabbi Meir, but we don't paskin like him. Amalei lo, Rabbi Meir is svir lan kavasei. We paskin like this shita. It's Rabbi Meir shita, but we paskin that we're doin dina de gami. We hold dina de gami is chayiv. And that situation where you show the dinner to the shulchani and he tells you it's okay, it turns out it's not good, you talk a chayiv because dina de gami is chayiv. So the Gemara asks, "Hi, Rabbi Meir, which Rabbi Meir is it?" It goes through some Mishnayos and some Braises. Which case is it that Rabbi Meir showed this halacha of Dina de Gami? And what's the final word? The Gemara quotes our Braisa. "Hi, Rabbi Meir, which one is Rabbi Meir?" Elaha, Rabbi Meir. And the end of the Gemara, the Tanya Machitza Kem Shenivitz Amar LaGadar. Our Braisa is the mocker. This Braisa in Bava Basra on Daf Beis is the mocker for Rabbi Meir Shita, the Dina de Gami is Chayv. Right? You know, someone stops you in the street and says, you know, what do you know about Gami? We're learning Gami right now. Right? Rabbi Meir holds Dina de Gami is Chayv, and we pass in that way. And the Braisa in Bava Basra about Kelayim is the mocker for this Yisov. So Frechter Ramban, I don't understand. if you're telling me the reason why the Baal HaKerem is responsible to fix the wall is because the Bryce is going like the Chachamim, that Al HaMazik LaHafek Es Atzmo, so then we shouldn't paskin like this Bryce. After all, we paskin like whom? Rabbi Yossi. We paskin Al HaNizik LaHafek Es Atzmo. And yet, the Gemara in Bava Kama says we paskin like this Bryce. This Bryce is really Rabbi Meir, that who's Da'in Dina Degarmi. So, I don't understand. If you're paskining like this Bryce, L'chor, you got to paskin like the whole thing. Like, what's going on over here? So the Ramban has a dochot teretz. According to these acharim, what you have to say is we paskin like this Bryce, but only regarding one element. Avo gav de kaimalan ki ho mas nisa. Nehi de kaimalan kavasei de dainina dina de gamei aval higufa lesson. Yes, we paskin like this Bryce in the sense that the Bryce is showing that Dina de Gami is Chayev, the Bryce is Rabbi Meir, but the Bryce is also assuming like the Chachamim de Rabbi Yossi. So really, the Bryce is incorrect. We don't paskin like this Bryce for this halacha. Right? If this were a case of Dina de Gami, right? Mitzad the Dina de Gami element, Yitaka should be Chayev. But the reason why he's not going to be chayev is because we paskin ala nizik l'achek es asmo, not ala mazik l'achek. So it comes out that we do paskin like the concept that's inherent in the brisa, but not really like this brisa, because there is a part of the brisa that we don't paskin like. That's how the Ramban has to explain according to the achayim. Yes, okay. Daniel.
What do you mean paskin like this brisa? I thought it's only within Rameh, but there's also the chachamim who don't have to hold this brisa being.
No, so the Gemara in Bava Kama starts off by saying that Dina de Gami Chayev happens to be Rabbi Meir Shita, and we paskin like that. Finished. Now we're trying to figure out where does Rabbi Meir say that we're doing Dina de Gami. So the Brisa by Kalayim is the muk. But the reality is we're not going to paskin like this Brisa for a different reason, because this Brisa is assuming that the responsibility to be Machik is on the Mazik, and we paskin ala Nizik Lahachik is Asmon. So even though this is a Dina de Gami Brisa, and mitzad the Dina de Gami, he would be Chayev, but here he's not Chayev anyway. Lemais. Right? So it's like there are two points in the Brisa, and we'll paskin like this Brisa for one element, but not for the other. So really, the halacha is not like the Brisa. Not because we hold that Dina de Gami is Potter, but because we hold that Allah Nizik Lahachik Es Asmo and not Allah Mazik Lahachik Es Asmo. Yes?
I'm going to learn a source,
so
maybe don't paskin like.
It
seems a little bit like the crazy. Learning the whole concept.
No. The Gemara in Bava Kama is saying, where does Rabbi Meir say that Dina de Gami is Chayev? Rabbi Meir says it's this Brisa. But we don't paskin like him in this Brisa. Apparently he agrees to the Chachamim that Al HaMazik LaHafek Es Atzmo. So in that element, we don't paskin like him. Rabbi Meir holds of both points over here. He holds Al HaMazik LaHafek Es Atzmo, and he holds that Dina de Gami is Chayev. So we paskin like him regarding Dina de Gami is Chayev, but we don't paskin like him regarding Al HaMazik LaHafek Es Atzmo, because that's one. That's why we would actually say that it's not the Baal HaKerem's responsibility. Right? It's not the Baal HaKerem's responsibility, even though he's being Mazik. He has no more responsibility than the other one, because he might be the Mazik, but we don't paskin that Al HaMazik LaHafek Es Atzmo. Okay, this is how the Ramban wants to explain according to the Achim. Okay. But Tosfos offers a different answer to this kasha. Again, the kasha that we have is, why is it the responsibility of the Baal HaKerem? For Tosfos says, l'shitasa, the whole kasha never began. Again, we started the shir by saying, why is it the responsibility of the Baal HaKerem? We gave a number of different answers. And then we asked, but I don't understand. Even if the Baal HaKerem is more of the mazik, because his gefonim are doing the hezik, so, but I thought we said that ala nizik l'hafek es atzma. So comes Tosfos and says, no, but you didn't finish the Gemara, Daf Kaf in the face. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, Perish l'Baal HaKerem. Omo lo gedar perish l'Baal HaKerem. V'hu ha-mazik, da'ar ba'am ha-sham l'achek, v'bishvil avodas ha-kerem. Kidamin ha-perik sheni l'kamon. V'afilu Rabbi Yossi, d'kama l'kamon, ala nizik l'achek es atzmo. Ha-omar Rav Ashi l'kamon, modi Rabbi Yossi, b'giri dilei. Rav Ashi says that even Rabbi Yossi is moda begiri delay. Begiri delay, if it's his arrow, so then he's going to be chai. Rabbi Yossi says by netias ha'ilon, by the ilon and the bar, there Rabbi Yossi says, alanizik l'achek es atzmo. But the Gemara on Daf Chafei points out that moda Rabbi Yossi begiri delay. Begiri delay. Right? Rabbi Yossi is mode that if it's giri delay, somehow that's not like the case with the Ilan and the Bar. The Ilan and the Bar is minding his own business. He's in his own rishos. He plants his tree. And over time, the tree is going to set forth roots, and it's going to be mazik the Bar. So there, alanizik lachik is not. That's not giri delay. It's not like shooting arrows. Rabbi Yossi would say, of course you can't shoot arrows into someone else's rishos. Right? That's not zechof and besol shalom, vezenoteya besol shalom. Each one is minding their own business. If you shoot arrows into someone else's rishos, you're not minding your own business. You're going into his rishos. You're being mazik him directly. Even Rabbi Yossi would say that by giri delay, you're going to be chayv. So says Tosfos, that's why the Baal HaKerem is responsible over here. What does Tosfos say? Tosfos l'shitasom. What is the hezek here that we're concerned about? What's the issue that we're concerned about? That I take the machresha into the property of the Baal HaTvua. Right? That's what Tosfos said. Avodas HaKerem and Tosfos in Bava Kam explain more that he's going to plow, take the machresha into the stay lovan, and it'll be mazik to stay lovan biadayim. So says Tosfos, that concern is not a zechofer b'sol shalom, a zenoter b'sol shalom. That's not like the Mishnah about chafeim beis. That's giri didei. That we're concerned it'll turn into a situation that's almost like shooting arrows, more than shooting arrows, actually bringing a machresha, bringing the dover amazik into the property of the other guy. Yeah, he's not. He doesn't think he's doing anything, but you know, he's going to miss. He's going to get into the stay alovin, and he'll damage it there. So Tosfos l'shitasom, if you take the sheet of Tosfos, so then this next question is answered very easily. The kasha that we started with is, why is it the responsibility of the Baal HaKerem, the Baal HaTfua, should be equally responsible? So Tosfos answers, no, the Baal HaKerem is the mazik, because we're afraid he'll take his plow into the stay lovan. So according to Tosfos, the second kasha doesn't even begin. The kasha was, I believe, paskin, that ala nizik l'achak is atzma, not ala mazik l'achak is atzma. The answer to that is no. We paskin ala nizik l'achak esatzmo in the case in the Mishnah daf chafei. If you're talking about an ilan and a bor with zeno teya v'sok shalom, v'zechof v'sok shalom, each one is in their own property, so there we paskin that the nizik has to be makom. But if it's giri didei, if we're discussing a situation where the person is going to be sending arrows, sending some kind of davar hamazik into the rishus of the other individual, it's not going to happen over a long period of time. But he's sending a davar mazik into the rishus of the other person. Of course, ala mazik l'achak esatzmo. Even Rabbi Yossi would admit that the din is ala mazik l'achak esatzmo. Okay, so according to Tosfos, there's no question b'chol. This is what the Tosfos Rid writes. I'm not sure if you got to the Tosfos Rid. Very important Tosfos Rid that we're going to see together, Mitzvah Shem. So at the end of the Tosfos Rid, he asked this kasha. Yes.
There's a question.
Question. Yes, the Tanel Kramer, go ahead.
Hi, if Tosfos is explaining that he's a giri delay, then how does he understand the Gemara Bava Kama that says it's just garmin?
Tosfos is explaining that it's giri delay, the Gemara Bava Kama says that it's just garmin. No, but you see, it's still, again, we paskin that Dina de Garmin is chayim. We paskin that Dina de Garmin is chayim. Just because something is dina de gami doesn't mean that we can't call it giri delay, right? Dina de gami just means that you're not actually being mazik biadayim, but it's direct causation. So direct causation is enough to be mechayiv, but the question is, what are you doing over here? What are you doing over here? Meaning, it's not mazik biadayim, it's not like, it's a chashash that he'll take a machresha into the stei lavan. So when he does it, that's mazik biadayim. But not fixing the wall is only a garmi because it's not clear that it's going to lead to that hezek biadayim. Okay? But it's not like the ilan and the bor where there's no concern that there'll ever be a hezek biadayim. It's just the tree is going to do damage over time to the bor. So that's even further removed where he's only doing something b'rishus shalom, zenoteh v'sok shalom v'zechov v'sok shalom. He's never going to go into the other rishos. It's that the tree ultimately is going to be mazik in the other rishos. So that's one step removed. For that, Rabbi Yossi will say that Alan is a glalaka gazatzma. But here we're talking about that we are afraid he'll do a hezek in the other property. It's still only called garmi because he's not there yet. You know, so it's only like a grumma that there'll be some kind of a hezek. But nevertheless, because it is a garmi, and we pass him that din of the garmi is chayev, so he's going to be chayev to be marchik. Okay? Okay, and this is what the Tosfos read. It says, time of the mil savi mishum avodas hakem shlo yachnes machmei shosu b'stei chavero. Okay, he had asked previously, afilu l'manda omar la nizig l'achik es atzmo, dilma b'chi ay gav na modem da la mazig l'achik es atzmo, de kamo giri di dey dami. Kamo giri di dey dami. Similar idea to what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos read and Tosfos are working together, but of course we have to look more deeply to see what exactly they're saying. Okay, so this is the second approach. We had the Ramban Zacherim, who want to say that really the Brice is going like the Chachamim, who assume that Allah Mazik La'achik Es Atzmo against Rabbi Yossi, and we paskin like part of the Brice, but not the whole thing. Meaning we paskin like Rabbi Meir's basic sheet of the Dina Degami is Chai, but not his Chiddush over here that Allah Mazik La'achik Es Atzmo. And Tosfos says, no, it has nothing to do with that machlokas. Rabbi Yossi himself is moda by Giri Didei that the mazik has to be machik. And this is like a Giri Didei because the whole concern is that we're afraid that he'll bring the plow into this day alovan and he'll be mazik biadai. Efrain.
I'm just curious, what's the difference between the case of Giri Didei where you're standing in your rishos and shooting arrows into your rishos, but the case of the machlokas, you're actually taking it into his rishos. So is there an alchemy there?
I don't think so. I think if you shoot an arrow in, so, I mean, we talk about isho misham chitzav, that eish, even though that's your mamon hamazik, but it's similar to shooting arrows. The chetz is not viewed as mamon hamazik, that's really an extension of your yad. That's really odom hamazik. So I think the chetz, even though technically speaking, I'm in my own rishus, but everyone would say that's the same thing as my going to your rishus and lighting a fire on the ground right there. If you light the fire on the ground, that's not isha mishum chitza. That's much more than that. That's mazik biyadayim. So I think the same thing with the chetz. It's viewed as though you're going into the rishus. It's the same idea as bringing the plow into the rishus of your friend. You're doing hezek biyadayim in his property. The Ramban himself offers a third pshat. Now, what does the Ramban say? Let's see the Ramban. This is the first part of the Ramban. Afal gab the kaimelon kerviosi the omer al nizik la'achik es atzmo kevan sheyesh isa b'dover machmas akelayim sheha irbov nevatel es hashura mechayven also ligdor shehu mahamakayim kelayim bekeren shebol etchum shal chavero ve'en chavero nichnas betchum. What is Ramban saying? Why is the balakerem responsible? Ay al nizik la'achik es atzmo. So why is he responsible? What's the answer? It's a lomdus Ramban. Why is he responsible? I mean, till now we basically said either the Brice is like the Chachamim, that Allah Mazik L'Achik Es Atzmo, or it's like Rabbi Yossi, that Allah Nizik L'Achik Es Atzmo, but it's Giri Didei, because we're afraid he'll take the Machresha into the property of the other individual. What's Ramban saying? Ramban's saying something new. I'm not sure if you caught it. Ramban is saying something new. Aye, but Allah Nizik L'Achik Es Atzmo, we paskin that the Nizik is the one who has to be Machik. It's not the Mazik's responsibility. What does Ramban say? What's Ramban picking up on? What's he saying? He's making an important distinction between one tchum and another tchum. Which two tchumim? Isser and Nezek, Yaakov. Excellent. Ramban is saying that the responsibility of the Baal HaKerem is not because he's a mazik. We paskin ala nizik l'achak es atzma. But here there are two elements. There's a nezek element, and there's an iser element. There are two elements over here. So it could be the Baal HaKerem is chayev, he's responsible, not because he's the mazik, he's responsible because he has to take care of the iser. He's causing the iser kelayim. So Bezdin will tell him, you fix the karev, you fix the mechitza, because you're causing the iser. Forget about hezek. To the other guy. Maybe Taka, you're not responsible for the hezek for the other guy. Ala nizik lahachak es atzmo. Mitzad the nezek, you Taka, we're not to be marfin. But mitzad the iser, you are causing the iser. You are the mekayim kalayim bekarim, if it's Moses Masai. We attribute that to you because the gefonim are creating that tarovis and they're your responsibility. So the reason why the Baal HaKerem has to fix the walls up the Ramban is not because of a din in Nezek. That's not a Hilchus Nezokin issue. It's an Issev Heter issue. It's not a din in Mominus issue. It's an Issev Heter issue, according to the Ramban. tremendous chiddush, a beautiful idea, a beautiful pshat of the Ramban. And that's why it's his responsibility more than the Baal HaTfuah, because since the Gefonim caused the Isser, so he's responsible to repair the wall to prevent that Isser from occurring. Comes out interesting, just parenthetically, that Ramban is clearly assuming that the Isser Mekayim Kalayim Bekarim applies even B'Shevi Al-Tasa. The Baal HaKarim, if he doesn't repair the wall, is not doing anything actively, and yet we call him Mekayim Kalayim Bekarim. That's a big chiddush. Right? That's a big chiddush that he can be called a Mekayim Kalayim Bekarim. It's a discussion that we showed him. If you want to take a look in Tosus and Makis, Tosus and Makis on the Abdalad on the base, and the Maschal Ha, he quotes a machlokes between himself and the Oruch, to a Rishonim, as to whether Mekayim Kelayim Bekarim is violated even without any kind of Maisa, or maybe it requires a Maisa. Maybe the only way Mekayim Kelayim Bekarim is if you, like, protect the field. Like let's say the field is open, it's growing Kelayim, and you do something to make it better for the Kelayim. So that's a Maisa, you're doing a Maisa to be Mekayim the Kelayim, to make it better for them. But stand that you're not repairing the wall, you're not going to build back the wall, maybe that's not enough to violate the Issa. It's a discussion. It's a discussion in the Rishonim. Ramban is clearly assuming Mekayim Kalayim Bekarim is Asa, even if it's B'Shevi Al-Tasa. Even if it's B'Shevi Al-Tasa. Okay, these are the three Shittas. That either the Brice is going like the Chachamim, that Alamazik Lachak Asatzma, or, according to Tosus, it's Giri Didei, and everyone would say by Giri Didei, Alamazik Lachak Asatzma, or the Ramban says that it's the responsibility of the Baal HaKarim, not mitzad dinei nezikin, but rather mitzad the issa v'heta, the issa kelayim. It's his gefonim. I'm making the issa, so therefore it's his responsibility to be marchik. Yes?
You said that Tosfos already holds like Tosfos, that the chiyuv of the Baal HaKarim is coming because of the Ezer Hezek of the Machresha.
Right.
But on Thursday we said that Tosfos already says like in Meiri, which says like the Ramban here, that the
So which way? So we're going to get to it. They're actually there are two deis in the Tosfos Rid. There are two deis in the Tosfos Rid. I think on Thursday we were quoting the Ri. The Ri is at the beginning of the Tosfos Rid. Here I'm quoting the end of the Tosfos Rid. Take a look again, and Mirza Shem will talk about it further tomorrow. I just want to conclude with one final sheet. Now that we have the whole background, now we can go back to Rashi. Right, we're here to learn Gemara Rashi. Right, but we need to know the Rishonim in order to get the background to appreciate Rashi. So now that we have all the different shitas, whether the Baal HaKarim has to be marchik because of Dinei Bonis, because of Dinei Nezokin, or because of Issa V'Hetet. So now let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Mechitas HaKarim, yeah. Omer lo lebaal HaKarim gedor, gedor atah shelo yesu gefonecha es tevuas hasad mishum kelayim. Gedor atah shelo yesu gefonecha es tevuas hasad mishum kelayim. What's he saying? It's your responsibility to put up the mechitza so that your gefonim should not aser the tevua because of kelayim. What does it sound like? He's going like whom? Sounds like the Ramban, right? They're talking about the Issa. But that's not what he says. He doesn't say that he has to fix the wall so that the Issa won't be created. He says, "Shelo yesu gefanecha es tfuas hasadeh." The gefanim become aser too. Well, what's he hacking with it? What the gefanim are going to ask for the tfuas hasadeh? They also become aser. If he's concerned about the creation of the issa kelayim, he should have said, "Shelo yochel issa kelayim." Right? That the tfua, that the gefen and the tfua shouldn't aser each other. According to Rashi, it sounds like, why is the Baal HaKarim responsible? Because he's going to be mazik the tevua, his gefanim are going to be mazik the tevua by causing the issa kelayim. Rashi is like a hybrid pshat. Rashi is saying that the responsibility of the Baal HaKarim is because of nezek, but what nezek? Not the machresha. He doesn't mention the plow. That's Tosfos. Rashi says the nezek is the issa kelayim that you're going to cause the other guy. Right? Rashi is assuming that because your gefonim are going to aser the tefuah of the other person, you're responsible to be machik, so that you shouldn't be mazik him. It's not the mazik of the machresha that we're concerned about. It's the hezek, the direct hezek, so to speak, right? The hezek of the kelayim that we're concerned about over here, according to Rashi. That's what it would seem. That's what it would seem if you read the Rashi carefully. And the question is, what is Rashi saying? What is Rashi saying? The only way that we can explain this braisa by saying that the Baal HaKerem is responsible due to hezek is if we assume it's Giri Dideh. Because if not, then we have to push in like the Ramban, that, well, we don't paskin like this braisa regarding part of the braisa. That's very difficult. So the only way to explain that he's chayiv because of a din nezek is to say it must be Giri Dideh, and that's why Rabbi Yossi would admit that it's his responsibility. What's the Giri Dideh? What is the Giri Dideh? If you're afraid that he'll take the Machresha in, oh, that's going to be a Giri Dideh. He'll be Mazik Biadai. So the Chiddush is that even though he's not sending the arrow now, it is just a concern that later he'll be Mazik Biadai, and that's like a Giri Dideh, and it's on his responsibility to be Mazik. But if you learn, like Rashi, that the Hezek is a Hezek of Kilayim, Hezek of the Issa Kilayim, not the Issa, the Heta that you're going to, that you're going to cause the Issa to be chal, but rather that when you cause the Issa to be chal, you'll be mazik the other person. You'll be mazik the tefuah of your friend. Because you're going to find him, we're going to answer his tefuah. Why is it that Allah mazik l'hafek es atzmah? If it's just a hezek, this is Giri Dideh. It's not Giri Dideh. I didn't repair the wall, and as a result, over time, something is going to happen. That's like the regular Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. It's like the Ilan and the Bar. It's not happening right now. So if it's not happening right now, why is that called Giri Dideh? This is the question that we have to address. Rashi is the final Shita, but in light of the background of the Ramban, the two Shitas in the Ramban and Tosfos, as to why the Baal HaKerem is responsible, what comes out is that Rashi is a Kugel. Rashi is a hybrid. He's putting together a lot of different things. He's putting together the Issa Kalayim with the Mazik. The reason why the Baal HaKerem is responsible to fix the wall is because he's being mazik, the tefuah of the other person, due to the Issa Kelayim. But if that's the case, if we paskin ala nizik l'afik as atzma, why taka is he chayiv? He's a mazik, he's not the nizik. It's not Giri Dideh, presumably, because it's not happening now. He's not sending an arrow right now. So why should he be chayiv? Why should he be chayiv? So take a look at the Tosfos Rid. Now you really have to see the Tosfos Rid. Look at the Re. Look at the Tosfos Rid's rebuttal of the Re. And Mitzvah Shem will try to discuss this in greater detail. Now we're going to get Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, final Shia before Yom Tov. We're going to come full circle to try to explain this Shitas Rashi. What really is Giri Dideh? Why is Giri Dideh more chamer? Why should you say that Ala Mazik L'Achek Es Atzmo by Giri Dideh? And hopefully, if we understand what Giri Dideh is all about, we'll be able to figure out what Shitas Rashi, what's really behind this Shitas Rashi. Okay, we'll stop here for the Gemara. I know it went a little bit late.